Atlas Butler Plumbing Services. Keeping things flowing. Like water through your pipes. And water down your drains.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
And phone numbers through your brain. Call today.
What's going on, everybody? Hockey Dudes podcast. Special guests on today. I bring on Tom through the phone. So that's always good. That's why you noticed it's a little bit longer. Two dudes on the Hockey Dudes. We actually are the Hockey Dudes today. And it feels good to be back with Tom. Hopefully comes a day where we just have a show and we're just talking full-time hockey. Just all the time. But who knows? That could be a long ways away. Anyway, just a prelude for this episode. I did get a little starstruck. Something happened here at the station that shook me a little bit. You'll hear that as the epi goes along. I teased something. I didn't make it happen, so I'm sorry. You'll know what I'm talking about when it comes to that. But I talk about the Leafs game with Tom tonight. I talk about the Rick Nash retirement, the jersey retirement with Tom a little bit. And there is a pause in there that I cut out. So that's why if it says like, oh, I went and did something, it's because I did go do something, but I just cut out the long pause. Otherwise you would have just heard Tom breathing on the phone during that. But anyway, let's get into it. Without further ado, me and Tom really quickly before I start it, have you seen the video of them asking the players going into the rink for morning skate? What's one thing that they need in their man cave?
No.
Okay, I'm going to play that during this. What would your guess be on what they asked about? I think like 15 of the players, I don't know. What do you think the top guess was on one thing that NHL players, these guys, want in their man cave?
A golf simulator.
Yeah. All right. It's a decent guess. Let's see what the results are. I'm just going to play. We're recording, by the way, so for those who don't know,
it's what I would want.
Yeah, for those who don't know, Tom's in, so nice special guest to get us going on this Leafs Monday, if you will. So here we go. Here's the video.
TV for me.
Side only.
Xbox.
PlayStation.
Pardon my PlayStation.
A TV.
Golf simulator.
A golf simulator.
Golf simulator.
Probably, I would say golf simulator, but I already got one,
sir. Who said he already got one?
I'll give you, I want you to guess. You want me to say it again? You can guess because of the voice.
It's not any real European player.
Oh, no, let's do it again. All right, listen to it again. There's two of the four voices you should know that have it.
Okay.
I'm going to play the golf simulator part again.
Okay. Golf simulator.
That one, Werenski.
Yep. These are the other two. I don't know. Expect you to know these dudes from their voices.
A golf simulator.
Golf simulator.
All right. And then here's the fourth one.
Probably, I would say golf simulator, but I already got one, so.
Right. I don't know.
Look, this guy is not short on cash. Let's just say that.
Not short on cash?
No.
Werenski just signed the deal. Line A?
Yes, Line A.
He doesn't go. Really?
Yeah.
He does something else other than just play PSP.
Yes, dude. We actually had him on the Fan on Rothman and Ice during the fall. And Anthony asked him, he's like, so I know that you golf a little bit. I saw videos of you golfing over the summer. Do you mind if I ask what your handicap is? And Line A, he said this was his answer. I've kind of flatlined a little bit. It's been a while since I played, but probably like a 2 or a 3.
Kind of flatlined at a 2 or a 3. Must be nice.
I was like,
well, when you got a stick like he does, I'm sure you can do just about anything.
Well, apparently also too, like, Europeans just, that's all they do is hockey and golf. Like, if you play,
that's all they got in their free
time. That's all they got. Yeah, exactly. Holy shit, we got Rick Nash just walked into the studio. Not this studio.
Tell him.
Common Man T-Bone Studio. That's crazy.
Thumbs up.
That's fucking nuts. Wow. I didn't know that was happening. I should have known that was happening. That's crazy. All right. I just saw Rick Nash just walk by the door. I'm too scared to talk to him, to be completely honest. Should I just get that out there?
If I can go up and talk to Waino, you can go talk to Nash.
Yeah. Yeah. He's doing an interview now, though, so I can't now. But
yeah, just after.
Yeah, just yeah, that's electric. All right.
You're not talking to
him.
Oh,
no, fuck. Absolutely not. I'm just gonna stay hidden right here. It was just crazy to see him walk by. Listen, Tom, who else should I talk to other than you right now, man? What am I gonna say to Rick Nash? What am I gonna say to Rick Nash? Hey, man, thanks for
Dude, you're in the exact same scenario I was. I walked into the Blue Jackets radio studio. I looked to my left, and Jeff Rins was talking to Waino, and I just stalked Waino. And as soon as he left Jeff Rins' booth, I stalked him down, talked to him, and got a photo.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's sick. I'm just going to say I have a small wiener. I'm just going to say maybe one of these days he'll be on our show. How about that?
Small of you to not even try to talk to him.
Yeah, very small of me, but it's all right. There'll be other times, other days. It is crazy that I just saw him walk past the window. That's hilarious. Anyway.
If you're not expecting it, yeah, it's crazy.
I'm just sitting here and just this dude just walks, tall dude. So I'm like, we don't have a lot of tall dudes at the Fan. I'm like, that's Rick. Okay.
You would have thought it would have been before his ceremony.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I guess they're doing it now. Here, I was going to say we could pop into it a little bit. I can just put it on here and we could basically be acting like we're talking to him. Give me one second here. give me one second here. As I distract, Tom, thoughts on the Leafs game tonight?
I think we're going to win, right? We got two OT losses in a row. The team's playing pretty dang well. If we can get a
couple
more
saves. Hold on, Rick Nash, how's it going?
When this was all said and done. I know you did all...
That's not Rick Nash. Hold on. Rick Nash, how's it going?
Electric and podcast. More, I would say.
Yeah.
It was truly incredible. Like, how do you ever prepare for a moment where your number goes up into the rafters forever?
Yeah, I don't know.
Not only at a hockey rink, but in sports, it's one of the biggest honors there are. So the emotions that went through my mind and the memories of my whole career for the Columbus Blue Jackets, it was an incredible moment.
Yeah, the thing I guess didn't really...
All right, that's all we needed out of that. Go listen, go follow Con Man and T-Bone for the rest of the interview.
Yeah, I really get what you're saying there, Nash. I would never know the feeling as I'm just a beer league vendor.
The night, because you got to go out there.
I keep hoping to just turn it up and it just be Rick Nash talking. So periodically, I might just turn it up and see if Rick Nash is talking out of nowhere. But speaking of beer league, Tom, are you in a little bit of a goal slump right now?
Yesterday I just played a lot of defense. I was really tired.
Yeah.
You know, working at the Funny Bone Sundays just aren't my days right now. I just get there and I'm just exhausted.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I just focus on sitting in a rocking chair.
Yeah, I mean, hey, we got the win, right? Sometimes I feel like it gets like that when you play defense. Like, you just can very quickly get in a slump when you just are just trying to keep the game in front of you a little bit. I definitely caught you getting up in the offense a little bit. And I might have said something to you that might have on the power play there. Do you remember what I said to you?
No, I didn't know you said anything to me.
Yeah, I looked at you and said, you got to hold the point down. But then I was also like, we got a point bet going on with B-Lo. Because there was one play on the power play where Kevin and I were kind of whacking at the puck on the goal line, and the puck kind of skirted out, and you were way deep down with us by the net looking to hunt for a ricocheted puck, see if you can tuck one in, Adam Boqvist style, and it was a classic, like, two-on-one the other way, classic Blue Jackets power play style. And I said to you, you got to hold the point down. But then I also quickly reminded myself, we got a points bet going on.
Did it really lead to a two-on-one?
I don't know if it led to a two-on-one, but I was sweating. I remember I was, like, hustling to get back. And I was like, what's going on right now? This is our power play.
Yeah, I don't remember giving up a two-on-one. After that, I didn't really have the puck that much. I just kind of hung back.
And I left the game early, and I went back and watched it later because I saw Gibbs had a goal. And I was like,
"Yeah,
I don't want to miss out on Gibbs' first goal moment. I want to feel like I'm there." So I went back and watched the video, and you're just unlucky because Gibbs throws an absolute muffin at the net. It goes in. Good for him. He gets his first goal, has a nice celly. But you were right there waiting for him to give it off to you and for you to laser one in.
Yeah, and I just knew there was no chance that he was going to pass the puck back to me because he had missed a couple one tees. So I was like, he's got the puck on his stick with a little space. There's no way he does not shoot this. So I just was just like, yep, go ahead and rip it. I'm just going to stay right here.
If you're an opposing team in our league, don't give 29 space.
Yeah, don't give 29 space.
Don't give
yeah. Space. And I was on a line with Mitchell, and he skates really fast. So I was like, I'm just going to hang back. There's no reason for me to skate up with him.
Oh, yeah, he plays a lot of offense. A lot of offense.
Yeah. So I was like, I'm just going to hang back and make sure nothing bad happens. So yeah, I maybe only had like one or two soges and didn't really have the puck for skating all too much yesterday. So yeah, nothing really to be disappointed about. Cause I just really just kind of just hung back.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's all right. I was just wondering because B-Lo was chirping the group chat a little bit because of our points bet that we got going on, which we may have to put on the hot seat betting in sports right now because of the news that broke today just recently. So hopefully Martin Spanel is not listening to this podcast, but let it be out there that Tommy, B-Lo, and I do have a points bet going on where whoever finishes third in the points bet, and we're not even going and counting the own points. We got to trust the beer league refs to see all the apples, which I think.
Yeah.
Have you gotten screwed out of any goals or apples this year?
I've gotten screwed out of like two or three apples.
Okay. And Bilo's gotten screwed out of two or three apples as well. But third place has to buy golf for the other two guys, and second place has to buy beer for the first place guy.
I think what I need to do, it's been tough with the weather, is I need to start going back to the roller rink because you guys play like multiple nights, multiple games a week. I just play one. So you guys are way more in a groove than I ever am.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It does. It does. It does. But does it also make sense what I was saying to you the other day about I feel like D-League hockey just provides a bunch, like there's just a bunch of BS that happens in D-League. Like you saw me out, I said before the game, like I'm gonna try to, like, hands up, I'm gonna just try not to get involved in some shit, and shit, a lot of shit happened in that game even still.
Yeah, but I will say after you left, no shit did happen.
Of course.
If I'm being fair,
I was watching the live barn, and that guy that checked me, he was throwing his effing body around, like he
so
like
from my per- from know- the blue line or being all the way back in defense. I can never tell if you're getting pushed into the goalie or not.
No. Yeah, he hooked me into the goalie, but I was watching a video later, and it was when you guys were up 5-4, and so they were kind of trying to push pretty hard on offense, and this guy gave the puck off and then tried to skate down towards the front of the net, and he legit tried to throw his shoulder into Delper on the way down there, like was skating one way and like tried to make a beeline for Delbert's like head. Like I have video proof of this guy, and I've debated just getting on the CAHL Facebook and just posting that this guy is just such a douche because he's legit trying to target Delpert. And I'm like, this guy's an issue, but I decided not to do that. Huge of me.
You'll have to show me later. I'm actually quite interested.
No, you can see it. It's bad. Like he like tries to like legit like head targeting Delpert, but he misses him because he's a bender, so he can't skate, and I don't even think Delbert noticed that he almost got killed. But anyway, I digress.
Yeah, you have to show me later.
I can find it.
Other than that, I feel like you guys are just way more in a groove than I am just because I play once a week.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that hurts.
Well, Bielo plays five nights a week.
Yeah, so that's really like only playing Sundays, like, it takes me, I don't know, maybe, like, half a period, to get, like, really into going into the game.
Yeah. Yeah, I gotcha. Sorry, so I'm just staring at Rick Nash right now.
So I think I need to go to the roller rink more, but, you know, that's weather permitting. We've had some – weather hasn't been good for that recently.
Yes. Yeah. Should I see if I get Rick Nash in here to just say, tell your dog?
That would be electric.
That would be electric.
Then what if he pulled out like his cameo profile? It's like, yeah, you got to pay for it.
Oh shoot, dude. I don't know. He's a nice guy. Did you happen to see any of the ceremony at all, by the way?
No, not once. I was at work.
Oh man.
I was in and out of just actually seeing the game.
Yeah.
I was just glad I actually got to see the like big moments of the game.
Yeah.
I was given tickets to go to the game, but I had work.
That's all right. I understand. I should have figured you were working at the Bone. The ceremony wasn't like anything major that you missed. It just was just a bunch of old guys just shooting the shit about good old 61 here, who had a hell of a career in the NHL. And they even had a special like video where they had players from around the league like congratulating him for getting the jersey retirement, which was cool. It was cool to see like that Columbus was in the spotlight for a moment. It was cool to see like Wayne Gretzky uttered the words Columbus Blue Jackets. I didn't think that would happen before. Like he's like, congratulations on being
the
first.
The team existed.
Yeah, I didn't think the great one like knew that like
Ohio was a state.
Yeah. To be completely honest. So that was kind of nice, but anyway.
No, I mean, I think everyone and their dogs knew that, like, he was going to be the first one, right? Like, that had to have been, like, a -1 million bet.
What's that? Say it again.
That he was going to be retired? That his jersey was going to get retired. Like, that had to have been, like, a -1,000 bet. Like, everybody and their dogs. That he was going to be the first one. It was just a matter of time.
And now the question is, for everybody's asking, who's going to be the second?
I don't know. I don't think there really is a second.
Do you think
right
it has
now.
To be Sergio? He's got guy's got two Vezinas.
Yeah, when he retires, because like, yeah, you could say like Foligno, but you know, you typically retire jersey numbers that like had like a real significant like value to the league.
Yeah, like the guy was dominant at his position for multiple years.
Like the league recognized him as one of the best players in the league at that time.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't think like Foligno will get something from the Blue Jackets, but I don't think he's worthy of his number being retired, right? Is that a hot take?
See, I think it depends on each team because I think every team has a different threshold of what they consider eligible for retirement. So certain teams, like the Colorado Avalanche, have retired like 8 guys, right? And they haven't been a team for that long, or haven't been in Colorado for that long, rather. And,
but they've also had a lot of Hall of Famers.
Right, right. Exactly.
And they've won cups.
All right, Rick Nash is leaving. I got to go talk to him real quick, say thank you.
All right, see ya.
No, stay on for a quick second. I'm just gonna shake his hand.
Oh, okay.
All right, I did. I talked to him just real quickly. Just said congratulations on being an absolute dog.
Hey, big of you to actually sack up.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think I could have pulled him in to do the tell your dog. But what a guy! What a guy!
Yeah. I don't know. It's tough. Like, I definitely could see Foligno. This isn't saying I don't think Foligno couldn't get his number retired. I just don't know if his numbers also, like, you know, like, his numbers were never really like, wow, look at this guy.
Yeah, he never had, like, those. I agree with you. It would be a purely sentimental aspect from Blue Jackets fans. You know, like, I don't think he would get the word, like, the league recognition. Although you can argue, just, does he have some intangibles, too? Like, there's other people that were saying, like, that Jody Shelley's name could potentially get retired, too, because of just the goon that he was and the guy that he is for the Blue Jackets, you know, after his career. I guess I don't really quite, because sports fans constantly deal with numbers and statistics.
Yeah.
It's so hard to decide, like, when is it right for a jersey to get retired? Because to me, if you retire Nick Foligno, then I feel like you also have to retire Cam Atkinson. And, like, you know what I mean?
That's what I was going to say, is, like, if you retire Foligno, well, then you open the door for, like, a handful of guys that you might not feel are as deserving. Like, that, like he said in the, when we talked to him for 5 seconds, he said, like, that's one of the biggest honors you can get in sports.
Yes.
So I feel like I feel like you don't want to, like, devalue that honor.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't. You really don't.
I would say Sergio's definitely up there. What, he played like 8 years for us, 2 Vezinas.
And let me ask you this: do you think Marc-Andre Fleury will get retired by the Penguins?
Oh, absolutely.
Do you think Carey Price is going to get retired by the Canadiens?
Yes.
And Pekka Rinne just got retired by the Predators, right?
Yes.
Bob has more Vezinas than all three of those guys.
Yeah. Carey Price, you got to imagine he's going to get retired by the Habs. Fleury he was there for 2 cups.
Yeah.
And was there for a very long time. And then, Pecorine was the stand. I would say Pecorine and Bob are very similar. They both didn't win a cup, but they were both the top goalie in the league on one team for a while.
Yeah. Yeah. I think
same with Carey Price.
Yeah. All right.
Two Vezinas is nothing to, like, kick to the curb about.
No, that's what I'm saying. I mean, there's only 5 guys in the history of hockey that have won multiple Vezinas. I think by the time it's all said and done, I think Vasilevsky will have one more at some point.
Yeah.
So that'll make it like 6 guys, but Bobrovsky's in a list of guys like Dominic Hasek, Patrick Waugh, and Martin Brodeur. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
he's in an infamous list.
If I had to put money on it, I don't think Foligno gets his number retired, but I definitely think he gets, like, I don't know, like, I don't know what you could do, like a statue or something. I don't know. Like,
so,
you know,
hear this though. Hear what my thoughts are on this. I think a statue is more significant than a jersey number.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. The statue is even bigger than the number. I don't know. Foligno will get some kind of recognition about a jersey retirement.
Yeah, yeah. Because then if you retire Foligno, like, let's say, I don't know, like, let's say you retire Bobrovsky, Foligno, Cam, and then maybe down the road, Zach Werenski. Then in the next 15, 20 years, you got five jerseys that you've retired, and your franchise is 40 years old. That doesn't seem like that crazy, I guess. You know what I mean? Like, when you put it in perspective like that.
Yeah, it doesn't. It doesn't. But about jersey retirements, I don't know. Like, when I think about jersey retirements, I think of, like, the best of the best at that.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. I don't know if every single one of those guys deserves a two-hour ceremony, because the ceremony that they did for Nash was... It was long, buddy. I don't know if you know, but the game started 48 minutes late.
Yeah, I heard it took a... They said get in at 5:30, and the puck drop was still at, like, 7:40, so...
Let's just say this. I left work here at 5:30 because I was doing a shift, and I went over to the arena, parked, got inside the Schwide. By 6 o'clock, I was in the press watching the arena from... basically where they raised the rafters to, where they raised the jersey to, which I
like
was
another.
Go ahead. What were you going to say, Chief?
Oh, I was going to say, like, you huge share, like, think about the, like, Ovechkin, Crosby, and, like, Wayne Gretzky, like, record videos for it. In any world, do you think those people or Foligno is getting that same recognition throughout the league?
No, I don't think he is. I don't think he is. I mean, and the other thing about Nash, too, is he won gold medals. He was, like, a seven-time All-Star. He won the Rocket Richard Trophy.
Richard, yeah.
You know what I mean? He's incredible. And was incredible, and I think definitely him leaving left a sour note. And they made plenty of jokes about him leaving throughout the ceremony, which was funny. Like, you know, it was just funny, like, humorous, listening to, like, John H. McConnell and Jeff Rimmer make jokes about it.
Yeah.
But, dude, so I sat in my seat at 6 o'clock, and I watched 45 minutes of the ceremony, which felt like a majority, but not discounting the fact that I missed 30 minutes because it started at 5:30. The ceremony ended at 6:45. I was like, you know what? I don't really want to stay for the game because I'm just here by myself. So I left, walked to the parking garage, drove to Chipotle, ordered Chipotle, got home, finished my Chipotle, took a dump before they dropped the puck on the game.
Yeah.
And I just was sitting there thinking, like, could you imagine, like, being a fan at the arena that whole time? That's crazy. And you...
Yeah, I mean, piss breaks you need?
So many piss breaks. That's why I was trying to get it going, and maybe it happened in a small dosage, and maybe it would have happened if I would have been there in the stands, and maybe if you would have been there with me. But I was saying this is the perfect night to get a real beer snake going.
Oh, absolutely. You would have been there from, like, say the game, like, that all started at 5:30. Say you wanted to get there to see the very start of it. So you get into your seat at, like, 5:15. You're there from 5:15 until, like, 11. That's 6 hours worth of beer snake time.
Right. Right. Exactly. No, it would have been perfect, but we weren't there, so we didn't lead the charge. So that will have to happen another day, right, Tom? We'll make that happen.
The next jersey retirement.
We are beer snaking. It's not about the player. It's about the beer snake at this time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me also say this. I don't know if you've seen any pictures. I think the banner is too high.
I have not seen
this. It's way too high. It's being blocked.
Like, it is in the rafters.
it's like tucked away like the IGS energy blimp, man. Like, it's like way up there.
What if they shoot the cannon off from up there one night and just catches on fire?
Oh, no. That'd be so bad, buddy. That'd be so bad. I said this, and maybe, and now we can talk about the game a little bit, because you had a take real quickly that I'll let you get in. I said this. I was like, puck. I was like, well, I said ball, don't lie. You have to win the game to solidify the fact that, to justify hanging the jersey. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They didn't win the game. It was a damn good game, though. And, like, that, I've that moment.
They halfway solidified it.
Yes, they halfway solidified it, which is good enough for me. I'll take that. And the Voracek goal to end the game was just electric. Or to tie the game. It was electric.
Electric.
But you had a take on it.
Let me ask before I say it. Was that like a hot take or like a lukewarm take?
No, I just want to hear you out. I just want to hear you out because I think, and now for those who don't know what we're talking about, Tom texted me saying he thinks that the crowd level for that moment is what it should be like every Friday and Saturday night game. But you got to also keep in mind, like, they broke the attendance record, allegedly broke the attendance record for that game. You know,
I get it. Like, it was a real special night for Rick Nash getting his jersey retired. But, like, how are we not, like, getting that sold-out atmosphere every Friday and Saturday night? Like, the past month and a half, they've been playing very good,
yeah.
I think, compared to how they were. Like, yeah, I understand, like, the beginning of the season, yeah, they suck. But, like, the past month and a half, like, if you're that in tune to the Blue Jackets and you know this guy's getting his jersey retired, like, you'd think, oh, the teams are starting to play good. Maybe let's start packing the barn up on a Friday and Saturday night.
Where are you at on Friday and Saturday nights?
Work.
There you go. People got shit to do. I don't know. I would say this to argue with you, but to counter it. The Blue Jackets, two games in a row, played on the same night that Ohio State basketball was playing, and there were significantly more people at the Blue Jackets game than there were Ohio State basketball games. And, like, that was a big debate here at the station. Like, is the shot too big?
I will say, the crowds the last 2 months have been a lot better. Like, I remember that Leafs game we went to, that was like a Tuesday or a Thursday, right? It was like middle of the week. And I was like, wow, there's actually a good amount of people here for a middle of the week game. But I don't know, like, I just feel like a Friday and Saturday night, like, it should be damn near sold out.
Yeah, I think it has been, though. I don't know. I guess I haven't been looking that much at the crowd, but I feel like the lower bowl.
I haven't either. I don't know. Yes, I know for the jersey retirement, it was going to be a step higher.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I guess, yeah, I really haven't paid that much attention to the crowds that much, per se, for like a Friday or Saturday night game. I don't know. It was just an observation.
Yeah. I guess we'll keep an eye on it tonight, you know, as we
like
watch it.
Like, that crowd, when Voracek tied it, like, that was the kind of crowd we had for the playoffs.
Yes, yes,
like,
it was.
When we sweep the Lightning, and all I could think about was, like, why do we have such a tough time, like, getting these crowds on a more regular basis during the regular season?
I think it's just because where the team is at in the standings, though, too, hurts it a little bit, you know? I mean, the team's 10 points out of a playoff spot. That's certainly significant. If they're playing better than, like, they're playing at a playoff team caliber. Let's be honest. They're playing in a really, really crappy year where they're 8 really good Eastern Conference teams.
Yeah. And also, I completely forgot what I was going to say. Go on. I'll try to remember.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at them being in the Western Conference, they would be, I think, like 3 points out of a wild card. It would be a lot tighter right now. That's where I go with it. If you want me to transition from the crowds, I will. Did you remember what you were going to say on the crowds? I had to bring this up, too, because this guy makes...
No, I can't remember at
all. That's all right. That's all right. Let me ask, would you rather talk about Russia or would you rather talk about dumb Blue Jackets fans on Twitter?
The second one. I hear enough Russia talk.
Yeah, yeah, okay, good. So this stat from Jeff Shaboda, he says Zach Werenski has a 3-6-9 line in the last 8 games, meaning he's got 3 goals, 6 assists, 9 points in the last 8. He's a point a game as a defenseman. And while we obviously signed him to that massive contract in the offseason, and I can never tell if this guy is joking or not, but this guy definitely lives his whole life basically trying to be the one Blue Jackets fan that's like,
don't grow an attachment to the players. Trade them and get assets. But this guy, CBJ haters, commented, trade him now. And I'm like,
Werenski?
Yeah.
Why?
Because this guy is in love with the idea of just like accumulating like more draft picks and like get rid of big contracts. Don't sign guys to money. Like, he doesn't want to pay Line A. Like he's been fighting with people online about paying Line A ton of money, saying that
at some point, like, we're going to have to keep trying to get these big name players. And hopefully at some point, some of them start to stick around. Like, when's the last time a team won a Stanley Cup without like 3 to 4 top tier players?
Yeah, you need top tier players on top tier contracts. I mean,
couldn't freaking tell you the last time that happened.
I would also point to like probably one of the, what's the dumbest contract in the NHL that was signed a couple years ago, and we've brought this name up a couple times already on this. What's
Sergio?
Yeah, it's Sergio, right? Like that, you gotta admit.
But he's playing better this year.
But he's playing better this year, and they have a Stanley Cup contending team. Like, they've found a way to make it work.
Yeah, no, you have to pay players. That's just how sports work. You have to pay the better players to play for your team in order to have a better chance to win.
Like, I think this guy just thinks that we should just have a bunch of dudes who are just
18 years old
and thinks that we can win a Stanley Cup. I don't believe that at all.
And they're just going to get crunched by, like, Ovechkin in the middle of the ice.
Yeah. That was the Russian topic I was going to bring up. Now you made me think of it again, but I won't go to it.
No, you don't need to.
I won't.
You stay out of that one.
Stay out of that one. I actually did a whole episode on it already, so it's too late. I've already talked about it, but I won't talk about
it
on
this. Stay away from it.
I won't talk about it on this epi.
But yeah, that guy is a moron. I'm just going to say
But he lives his whole life like being the guy that's like smarter than the fans. Like, Blue Jackets fans get so emotional when I talk about getting rid of their favorite guys. Guess what? Sports is a business. And I'm like, you're not running a good business by getting rid of your best assets all the time, buddy. Like,
yeah.
Sometimes you got to pay your best employees a lot of money, okay? Sometimes that just has to happen, okay? You just got to suck it up, buddy.
Like, that's how any sports league works. You have to pay the better players to play for your team in order to probably have a better chance at winning.
Also, Zach Werenski's just a badass. Like, we don't talk about how much of an actual badass that guy is. I mean,
I don't know why he gets so much shit.
It's because, like, people are like, oh, they pick one bad defensive play that he makes when he's going against, like, I'm blanking on just any stud. Like, if he makes...
Like Crosby, Malkin, and Gensel.
Yeah, I didn't want to just pick, like, the first pay. Yeah, they get so upset because he has, like, one bad play against Austin Matthews. And they just, like, freak out. Or, like, one bad play against Patrice Bergeron that leads to a goal, and they're like, oh, he can't play defense. And I'm like,
you're like, you know how many defenders those have had bad plays against those guys?
Yes, exactly. Like,
it's impossible to pitch a perfect game when this game moves so fast.
Yes, yes. That and another thing that I was thinking about too is in that Boston Bruins game, Marchand kind of clipped him a little bit. It was a clean play, and Marchand was just trying to get around because of the puck.
The knee
that Elvis jumped over.
I thought he blew his knee
out. I thought he blew his knee out. And they made this whole – and he ran – and he not only did his knee look like it was in pain because he got clipped and fell to the hard ice on it, but then his knee hit the iron of the goal. And I'm like –
yeah, no,
I'd be done for the season.
I straight up thought, like, his career was over.
He got up and finished the shift.
Yeah, no, Loudon was texting me, and I'm like, oh, I think we just lost Werenski for, like, the rest of our lifetime.
He finished the shift and had a goal later in the game.
I'm surprised people didn't, like, really, like, because, like, a lot of people like to hate on Marshawn. Like, I'm surprised a lot of people didn't, like, hate on him for that when it was there was nothing he could do.
Oh no, there were people hating on Marshawn. I did see it.
Oh, there were?
Yeah, I did see it. Yeah.
Didn't he get like tackled by somebody else?
Yeah. No, people misunderstand Marshawn. They misunderstand like, Brad Marchand so much.
Like there was nothing he could do there.
No, Brad Marchand was getting 2-on-1'd by two dudes, both ends.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
No. Yeah.
Anyway.
People are dumb.
And then finally, just to go around the league real quick. Congrats on scoring 400 points. I guess congrats on having the best fantasy hockey team to ever exist. Congrats prematurely on winning the fantasy championship.
I didn't get 400.
You were damn close, buddy.
I left one guy on the
bench. I thought you were
going to
get it. No.
I left one guy on the bench Saturday. He had 8 points.
No.
That would have put me at 401.
Dude, Jason Robertson, though, man. You got
Dude, I had three hat tricks Saturday and Sunday. Jason Robertson, back-to-back hat tricks, and then I forget who had the other one. Someone else had, oh, it was Victor Arvidsson. He's against the Blue Jackets Friday night.
Oh, no.
I had three hat tricks.
That's crazy, brother. That's crazy. Well, congratulations on winning. If I had to bet money, I'd put a future on you to win the Hockey Dudes Fantasy Championship. So congrats.
Nope. Past way, 2 years, man.
Way ahead. Not this year, Tom. This year, you're definitely going to win it, 100%.
Right now, I'm the Washington Capitals, regular season heroes.
Nope. Definitely 100% congratulations ahead of time on winning the Fantasy Hockey Championship. Big, big time congratulations. Big time. That Jason Robertson guy. It's kind of funny being on – I don't know if you still are logged into the Hockey Dudes Twitter account at all, but it is – hilarious sometimes just getting on the feed. And way back in the day when I was trying to build the account up and I followed like every fan base that like fans from every fan base, and you just see the shit posting going on from other fan bases. Anyway, I got on Twitter the other day and it was just Dallas Stars fans complaining because Jason Robertson was the 6th slide on the NHL's Instagram from the weekend. Because the NHL like put on Instagram like what a weekend, and the 6th slide
was Jason Robertson
had back to back hat tricks, and Dallas Stars fans were fed up. Like every Dallas Stars fan that has to ever exist liked and retweeted this tweet. And
how did our guy only get the 6th slide?
Yes, and I kind of was sitting there, was like, you know what, this guy's right. Because if this was a Leaf doing this.
Oh, he's getting like 6 posts.
He's getting like 6 posts. Yeah.
He had back-to-back hat tricks in games. You know how hard that is to do?
It's impossible, dude. That's just as hard to do. I'd say that's just as hard to do as getting 6 goals in a game. Like, it's the same level to me.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like,
absolutely.
Yeah. No, very impressive out of him, and he's on your fantasy hockey team. He's got a nice young career going. He scored a couple against the Blue Jackets earlier in this year. I remember that guy just being a little bug on the ice, just pissing me off.
No,
like,
I always heard Witt talk about him on Spit and Chicklets, and he was on the waiver wire, so I picked him up when he was hurt.
Wait, what was that podcast? What'd you say?
Spit and Chicklets. Witt
never heard of it.
Talked about him a bunch. Yeah, I never heard of him. Talked about him a lot last year, so the name stuck, and I saw him on the waiver wire, so I was like, he was hurt, so I was like, well, no one's going to pick him up, so I'll pick him up and just sit on him until he gets healthy.
Yeah, you've definitely sat on him, gassed him up for sure. All right, buddy. Hey, I'll see you at the Nut House.
I'll see you
for some Za.
I'll see you at 7.
See you at 7, buddy. All right, have a good one, Tom. Thanks for this,
yep.
By the way. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Anything, anytime.
See you, pal.
See ya.
All right, that was Tom. That was great stuff. Yes, Rick Nash was in the building. I felt bad asking him to come on and say the tell your dog thing, but you know he would have said it. Let's just say that. So I'm very sorry. Go listen to the whole interview, though. He's on Common Man T-Bone's Twitter feed. I've already seen them post it, so that's up there for that. Let's go Coats tonight. Let's get the Leafs. Let's stay in the playoff hunt. Let's keep chasing that eternal dream to go win a Stanley Cup. It's one thing that was talked about at the ceremony. You know, Rick Nash was like, we're going to bring a cup to Columbus one day. And, you know, the fans went nuts. They really did. John Davidson said, let's get this team to playoffs. So there's a lot of belief, I guess. I mean, it's a steep hill, man. 10 points against the Caps is a hell of a lot of points. And they're not slowing down. They're going on the West Coast trip, though. I saw that they're playing the Flames coming up. So I guess that probably means that they're beginning a nice Western Coast trip. And the Bruins, I have no belief that that means that they're going to lose any of those games. The Bruins just went on the West Coast, and they went 3-1. So I don't know, man. I mean, a lot of game left, a lot of hockey left. So let's just see how it goes. But let's go Coats. Let me go 3-2 Coats tonight. 3-2 Coats tonight, and I'm probably going to bet the over. So I'm either going to be right on 3-2 and lose my bet, or my bet's going to hit. But love you guys, and tell your dog.